Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavli, Psachim, Daf Yud Zayin. We begin on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, 9 lines down, with the words Taman Taninan. We continue the discussion from the previous shiur of burning Truma according to Rabbi Meir, and we quote now a Mishnah in Trumois, Taman Taninan. We learned in the Mishnah over there, Chaviv Shel Truma, Shunoled Safik Truma. If there was a doubt about a barrel of Truma that it might have become Tomei, Rabbi Leze Oimer, Im Haisa Munachas Mokom Trufa, Yanichena Bemokom Mutzna, Im Haisa Magula, Yichasena. Rabbi Leze says, if it was resting in an unprotected place, he should place it in a hidden place. If it was already exposed, he should cover it. Rabbi Shua Oimer, Im Haisa Munachas Bemokom Mutzna, Yanichena Bemokom Trufa. Rabbi Shua says if it was resting in a hidden place, he may place it in an unprotected place. If it was covered, he may even expose it. Rabbi Gamliel says one need not change anything about it. If it's exposed, you can leave it that way, and if it's covered, it can be left that way as well. Amar Rabbi Yosa, Bei Rabbi Bun, Medivrei Shloshtam Tluya Asur Lesofa. Rabbi Yosa Bei Rabbi Bun said, from the words of the three Tanoim, we can learn that it's prohibited to burn Tolui, which is suspended Truma, Truma that one is doubtful about its status, whether it's Tomei or not. Usually it cannot be burned. We'd say it cannot be eaten, but it cannot be burned. Here we see from these Tanoim that you can burn Toluya. And it's clear even from Rabbi Yeshua, who only allowed placing it in an exposed place but not actually destroying it, that it's still permitted to burn. Chevraya b'shem Rabbi Loza, Chevraya, who was the sages quoting Rabbi Loza, said, Chavis HaRishona, K'Rabbi Yosi, HaShnia, K'Rabbi Meir. The first barrel in the case in the Shia yesterday follows Rabbi Yosa of our Mishnah, who holds that one burns each one separately, and the second barrel, mentioned in the previous Shia, which is the next Mishnah in Trumas, follows Rabbi Meir, who permits actively being metame when the food will ultimately go to waste. He would also permit being metame Trumah on Erev Pesach, since it will ultimately go to waste. And the Gemara clarifies, Chavraya Amrin, Chavis HaRishona, K'Rabbi Yosi, V'Leis Rabbi Meir Moideba. Chavis HaShnia, K'Rabbi Meir, V'Leis Rabbi Yosa Moideba. The first barrel follows Rabbi Yosa, but Rabbi Meir would not agree to it, and the second barrel follows Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yosa would not agree to it. Gemara brings now a question, Amalon Rabbi Yosi the Amora, came Chamun, Ma'asun Amrin. Let's see now if it's true that which you are saying. Chavis HaRishona, K'Rabbi Yosi, Bram K'Rabbi Meir Sofin, or K'Rabbi Shimon Sofin, V'yu Rabbi Meir V'Rabbi Shimon Al Rabbi Yosa V'Yisroif. The first barrel follows Rabbi Yosi, but according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, one burns it. And if it's the opinion of both these Tanaim, they should outnumber Rabbi Yosi and the Halacha should follow them. In which case, why did Rebbe teach us in the Mishnah Stam like Rabbi Yosi if the Halacha does not follow this Mishnah? And the Gemara says the second question, Riman Da'an Chamyen Rabbanon of Da'at Kamihoin V'inhun Amrun Izol Tali V'oi Chamina Min Hado. Surely, when there's a case of Tuli which is brought in front of the Chachamim, they rule it has to be suspended rather than burnt. Gemara asks a question on that, Hen Ashkechan Reb Shimon Oy Mesofim. Where do we find that Reb Shimon holds that one burns Tuluya rather than just suspending it and not eating it but not burning it? The Gemara answers, Hadada Taninan, it's that which we say in the Mishnah, which we mentioned in the previous Shir, Moidu Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yeshua, Shesofin, Zula Atzma, Vezula Atzma, and Rebbe Yochanan, Rebbe Shimon, Shnia. It's the Mishnah that we taught in the previous Shir that Rebbe Lezer agrees to Rebbe Yeshua that each are burned separately. The Tosefta, in explaining the Mishnah, says that these Tanoim agree that one must burn Tomei and Torah separately. However, they disagree over Tuluya and Tumah. The Rebbe Lezer holds that one burns each of them separately, and Rebbe Shua says that they are burned together. Rebbe Yochanan said that the author of this Tosefta is Rebbe Shimon, and we therefore see that according to Rebbe Shimon, you must certainly burn Tuluya. The Gemara now questions that, In Tema Leislav Meir Tuluya, V'atani Truma Tuluya Tehora, Sofin Oisa Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha, Di Rebbe Meir V'chachamim Oimim Bezmana. How could you say Rebbe Meir allows burning Tuluya? Surely we have a Tosefta that teaches that Rebbe Meir says that Truma, Tuluya, and Tehora of Chometz are burned on Friday evening close to nightfall when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. Why would Rebbe Meir require waiting until close to nightfall if he holds that he may burn Tuluya? Rather, he holds that one may not burn Tuluya, and therefore he must wait until Erev Pesach when it becomes obligatory to destroy the Chometz. And the Chachamim say that it's done at the correct time, means on Shabbos you destroy the Chometz, not in the way of burning, which would be Asur, but in another way of destroying that Chometz. So here we have a Kasha. The Gemara comes with an answer. Am Rabbi Azariah, Koimi Rabbi Mana, Tipate, but Tuluya, She'ein Daita, Lehashad Aleha, Rabbi Azarya said to Rav Mana, we must be referring here to Tluya, about which he does not plan on coming to a Chochem to undo, means that the Chochem retroactively reversing the declaration of Truma, it would not have the Kedusha of Truma. If so, it's now treated like Tomei produce and may be burnt because they did not plan on retroactively undoing the act of making it Truma. However, if you'll be planning on approaching a Chochem, as in the Tisefta we said earlier, it's treated like Torah produce and he may not burn it. Amalei, Rabbi Mana replied to him, V'chein, Amru Rabbi Yosi, Komada Anan Kaimin Hocha, B'tluya She'in Daita L'Hashra Leha, Ava B'tluya She'daita L'Hashra Leha, Harei Zeh Tahayra. He said, did Rabbi Yosi say that these cases refer to Tluya about which he doesn't plan on approaching Chochem to undo, but if he did, it would be Tahor? That's his objection to Rabbi Zawiyah. V'tanakein, Truma Tluya She'amru Tahayra Hi, Harei Zeh Tmeya, Im Amma Harei Ani Manicha, Amanas L'Hashra Leha, Harei Zu Tahayra. We have a support here from a brisa, if Truma Tuluya, that the owner declared to be Tahor, and he then proceeded to eat the fruits that the Truma had fixed, he couldn't undo the Truma status anymore, it's treated as Truma Tameya. If he said he's leaving it in order to be able to approach a Chacham to undo it, it's treated like Truma Tahira. So to review, we learnt the Mishnah in Truma that said, if there's a doubt about a bowel of Truma that it might have become Tomei, Reb Lezer says if it was resting in an unprotected place, he should put it in a hidden place. If it was exposed, he should cover it. Reb Shua says if it was resting in a hidden place, he may place it in an unprotected place. And if it was covered, he may expose it. Reb Gamliel says you need not change anything at all, means if it's exposed, you can leave it, and if it's covered, you can leave it. Reb Yossi Rabun said, from the words of these 3-9, we learn that it's prohibited to burn Tuluya, Truma that is Toloi. And this is even clear from Rabbi Shua, who only allows placing it in an exposed place but not actually destroying it. Chevaya said, quoting Rabbi Lazar, the first case of the shear before of the bowel follows Rabbi Yossa, and the second case of the bowel in the previous shear follows the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who permits actively being matameh when the food is going to be going to waste. Here as well, he also permits being matameh truma on Erev Pesach, since it's going to go to waste. We clarify that Chevaya holds the first bowel follows Rabbi Yossa but not Rabbi Meir, the second bowel follows Rabbi Meir, and not Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi the Amoy said, we're going to have to see if this is true. If the first bowel follows Rabbi Yossi, but according to Meir and Rabbi Shimon, then you should burn it, then it's 1-2. We have a majority opinion of Meir and Rabbi Shimon, and the halacha should follow them. And question number 2, surely when there's a case of Tuli that's put in front of the Chachamim, they say it should be suspended, not burnt and not eaten, rather than going ahead and burning it. We ask the question, where do we find Rav Shimon holds that one burns Tuluya? And we answered from the Mishnah that we had in the previous shir that taught that Rav Lezer agrees to Rav Yeshua that each are burned separately, and with the Tosefta explaining the Mishnah said that these Tanaim agree they have to burn Tami and Tar separately, but they disagree over Tuluya and Tuma. Rav Lezer says you burn each of them separately, and Rav Yeshua says they're burned together, and Rav Yochanan said the author of that Tosefta is Rav Shimon, and therefore we see according to Rav Shimon you have to burn Tuluya. The Gemara question that, how can you say if Meir holds that you may burn Tluya? Surely Tosefta teaches of Meir says that Truma Tluya and Tahira of Chometz are burnt on Friday evening close to nightfall. Why does Meir require that? He could even do it in the morning since it's mutter to burn Tluya. Rather, he says you should wait until the time when it's a chiyuv to burn it, and that shows he does not allow burning Tluya. And the Chachamim there hold that it's done at the correct time, means when you burn it, you may not burn it on Shabbos, but you destroy it in another way on Shabbos. And when Azarya said to Rav Mana to answer the question, referring here to Tluya, that he doesn't plan on approaching a Chochem to undo, and therefore it should be treated like Tomei produce and may be burnt, but if he was planning on approaching a Chochem, as the Tosefta above was talking about, then it's treated like Torah produce and he may not burn it. Rav Mana objected to that by saying, did Rabbi Yossi say that these cases refer to Tluya, by which he doesn't plan on approaching a Chochem to undo, but if he did it would be Tahor? And the Gemara supports the Braitha, Truma Tuluya, the owner declared to be Tahor, and then he proceeded to eat the fruits that he had been fixed up with the Truma. He could therefore no longer undo the Truma status, because it's treated like Truma Tameya. If he said he's going to be leaving it in order to approach a Chacham to undo it, it's treated like Truma Tahayra.